I hope that's okay. Well, welcome to everyone to our service this morning. Most of the notices have been up on the notice board. There is also a book of condolence here at the side if anyone would like to fill that in. Now, doesn't the church look beautiful this morning, dressed for the flower festival? Thanks to everybody who made that possible and for all the hard work that you've put into it. Come, let us bow and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. We're going to say a prayer of thanksgiving for the Queen. If you would like to stand, if you're able to stand, then we'll pray together. Let us pray. For Queen Elizabeth and her exceptional reign, her deep affection for her people, her lifelong desire to serve the common good, her humility and grace, hard work and dedication, we thank you, living Lord. Be with the King and members of the royal family as they mourn the loss of a mother and grandmother, as well as a friend and monarch. In the royal palaces, crown them with your loving kindness. Be with our national leaders, the First Minister and the Prime Minister at this time of uncertainty and change. In the corridors of power, crown them with your heavenly wisdom. Be with her people in nation and commonwealth as they mourn a monarch and peacemaker and rejoice in the cultural diversity celebrated under her reign. In the four corners of her realm, crown us with peace and goodwill. Be with the hidden folk throughout the world who are struggling to make peace, longing for healing, grieving the loss of someone they love. In pain and grief, crown the nations of the earth with the light of your love. In this quietness, we remember with thanksgiving the life of Elizabeth, your servant and our Queen, that she may rest from her labours and rejoice in the one whom she worshipped as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. We're going to come before God this morning in our worship with the words of Psalm 23, hymn number 14, "The Lord is my shepherd," and we'll stand to sing.
Thank you.
quite a quick change over the weekend. So thank you, Audrey and Kath and Margaret, for adapting very quickly to the change. Now, Mary Gemmell of the Guild is going to come and read our prayer of approach for us, as this again today is the Guild dedication service.
Our Father, we mourn our Queen. We give you thanks that in your life she shaped her life. Under your sovereignty she fashioned her reign. In your loving heart she found wisdom and peace. Forgive us when we didn't follow her example nor recognize the power of humble Christ-like service. Strengthen our resolve to find our home in your heart and to live with wisdom, humility and grace. Lord, your kingship surprises, for it is found in a manger and on a cross, and in this light all earthly monarchs may find the wisdom to rule as your servant Elizabeth did so memorably. Enable us to value her ministry in the way we serve one another, that she who reigned over us may live gloriously with you forever, through Christ Jesus, our Saviour and Lord. Father, Son and Spirit, you have called us together, your people, in this place. Forgive the times when we have fallen short of the mark, not loving others as we should, not making time to care as much as we could, not using gifts you have given us. Forgive us as we pray. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he who is faithful and just will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Almighty God, we commit ourselves to you and to the work of the Guild. May we be dependable, loyal followers, faithful to you in every part of our lives. We pray in Jesus' name and for his sake, and we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you, Mary. Said she's not used to doing that, so quite an achievement. We're going to stand to sing again, and this time is hymn 536. May the mind of Christ, my Saviour, live in me from day to day. 536. Now I'm going to ask the guild members to stand to say their prayer of dedication. I'd like to stand up and repeat the words on the screen when they appear on the screen. There we are. O Lord our God, we now dedicate ourselves through our worship, prayer and action to serve you faithfully, to love you with all our heart, all our soul and all our mind, and to love one another as your Son Jesus Christ has shown his love for us. Renew us, refresh us, as we continue on our journey through life. Be with us as the guild constantly faces challenges which lie ahead. Support us as we decide which of the old ways we should preserve and which new things we should embrace. Guide our thinking so that tradition is not preserved for its own sake, nor change introduced just because it is different. We lay before you our gifts of money. May they be used wisely to further your kingdom here on earth. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Now, just before Rena comes to read to us from Isaiah 53, in this reading, Isaiah is foretelling the suffering and death of Jesus Christ on the cross when he speaks of the suffering servant. As Rena comes to read, try to picture for yourself what Jesus did for each of us individually as well as together. Thank you, Rena.
The first reading this morning is taken from Isaiah chapter 53, verses 1 to 12. Who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of the dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract him to us. Nothing is in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hid their faces, he was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he didn't open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, yet who of his generation protested? For he was cut off from the land of the living, for the transgression of my people he was punished. He was assigned a grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer, and though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After he has suffered, He will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, for he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.
Thanks, Rina. We're going to sing a hymn which comes from the prayer of St. Francis, 528. Make me a channel of your peace. Sing it again. Add another verse then. Rina's going to come now and do the second reading from John chapter 15. Thanks, Rina.
The second reading is from John chapter 15, verses 1 to 17. The vine and the branches. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my commandment: love each other.
Okay, thanks, Rena, for that. Isaiah 53 and John 15. Isaiah chapter 53 has always been a very special Bible passage to me. As a young man, I went to church and Sunday school, and I always tried to be a good person and had a desire to follow Jesus' example. But I was never quite able to keep to the standard that Robert Allen talked about last week in his sermon. But one day when I heard this chapter of Isaiah being read, I realized that Jesus didn't just suffer and die for the sins of the whole world, but he took my place and he died for my sins, and I had to make a response. And at that moment, my life was changed as I repented of my sin and committed my life to Christ. I'm sure many of you will have had that same experience. Christianity is not just a religion. Becoming a Christian is a personal experience with Jesus Christ, where the Holy Spirit changes a person from the inside. For some people, this happens suddenly. And for others, it happens very gradually. But for all of them, there is quite a noticeable change, which usually other people can see. In the words of a hymn that I used to sing, "The things I used to do, I do them no more." That is, I don't want to do them anymore. A person repents of sin and goes in a completely different direction, guided by God. As in John 15, Jesus said, "I am the vine," or the tree, "and you are the branches." And Jesus said, "No branch can bear fruit unless it remains in him." It is important for a growing tree and growing branches to have a strong, sound root. And Christ is the root of our faith. We rely on Christ, the root, to provide stability and sustenance for our fruitful growth. When following Christ, the testing of our faith produces more fruit, and the seeds of faith and love that we sow in our community come from our fruit. We can share these seeds of faith and love through our church, services like this, other activities, through the youth work, through the guild, through personal sharing with other people, one-to-one, and by our daily living. It is not just what we say that's important, but what we do and how we live and how we treat other people. When we think of our Queen, she didn't make a big show of her faith or make great speeches about it. She lived out her faith with humility, integrity, grace, and dedication. She showed her faith in the way she lived and in her interactions with others. I was impressed when looking at the aims and the motto of the Guild that the two commands that Jesus gave to his disciples are in the dedication prayer of the Guild. And these two commands encompass the whole of the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament. Because if you truly love God with your heart, soul, mind, and strength, then you will keep the first four commandments. And if you truly love your neighbour as yourself, or as Christ loved us, then you will be keeping the other six commandments. As Robert said last week, following Christ is not easy, but he does promise to be with us and to help us to live the Christian life by his Holy Spirit. Since I committed my life to Christ, my branch as part of the tree has been growing from the root, but not always very fruitfully. And that may be your experience at times as well. Sometimes there is not much fruit or seed sowing, but with God's pruning and encouragement, the branch grows again. Jesus was well known for reaching out to the needy in his community. He fed the hungry. He healed the sick. And all through it, he spent time in prayer with God to renew his strength. The religious leaders complained that Jesus ate with tax collectors and sinners. He went out to where the people were. Now, what would people say about us? We should compare our life and ministry not with other people's, but with Jesus Christ. In John 15 and 5, Jesus said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." And in verse 10, "If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love." In verse 12, "Love each other as I have loved you." These are all essential for fruitful growth of our branch. What does abide or remain mean? Obedience and faithfulness to Christ and his word. In verse 10 he says, "If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, as I obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love." It's also an aligning of wills. Verse 8 says, "This is to my Father's glory." If we think about it like the sap flowing through the tree up to the branches, in our case, the beauty of the tree is expressed through the branches to display the attributes of God. How well is our individual branch growing? Is our will aligned with Christ's? Are we sharing our fruit and seeds of faith and love with those who really need it, practically as well as spiritually? And I pray may God give us his grace to remain in Christ's love and to help us share what we have with others in faithful service. As it says in Ephesians 2 verse 8, "It is by grace that you have been saved through faith. This is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God." May God add his blessing to these thoughts from his word. We're going to sing another song here, 644. O Jesus, I have promised to serve you to the end. 644, we'll stand to sing. We'll pray our prayers of thanksgiving and intercession. Let's pray. We lift our hearts to you, our God, and we thank you for the fullness of life that you give us in Christ Jesus. We thank you for the example of his life, the truth of his words, and the new life he offers through the power of his resurrection. We thank you for the long life and reign of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth and for her wonderful example in Christian witness. We mourn her loss deeply. Give us your divine comfort, we pray. We remember before you her successor, King Charles III, and may he serve you and the nation with integrity, faith, and wisdom. And may he and the royal family be conscious of your support and strength through this difficult time. Living Lord, we lay before you now our concerns for others. We pray for your church here in Scotland and throughout the world. And we ask that you will sustain and bless all who by their words and actions seek to spread the good news to all people. We pray for harmony amongst all who follow the way of Jesus Christ, for barriers between denominations to be swept away, and for all to be united in their aim to serve you and do your will. We ask your blessing on organisations within our church, for your wisdom for members of the session, for those who teach and attend Jigsaw, those involved with mainly music, for those who lead and help with the Rainforest Cafe, for those who attend other midweek groups for adults and young people. For all our groups, we also ask your blessing and protection. And at this time, we remember especially the guild members and affiliated groups, the projects they support at home and abroad. Guide and inspire all who plan for the future. Encourage those who deal with the day-to-day tasks which make it all possible. We pray for the leaders of our nation, our communities, industry and the caring services. And we ask that each will use their influence wisely and with compassion, so that all they do is acceptable to you. We pray that you would give our Prime Minister and Parliament your wisdom at this time of loss and change. We pray that a lasting and credible solution may be found to the hardship caused by rising inflation and energy costs. We pray for peace within families, within communities, and between nations, that you would bring an end to war, injustice, and famine all over the world. In a moment of quiet, we pray for all who are oppressed, powerless, or exploited today, for those who are hungry or homeless, for those who are discriminated against. We pray for all who struggle today, for those who cannot make ends meet financially. We pray for those who are sad, lonely, or afraid, for those whose lives have fallen apart. We pray for those we know of ourselves who are ill and for those who are bereaved. Heavenly Father, there are many who have secret sorrows and anxieties. May all who are weary and burdened with a load of care find comfort in the knowledge that you are always with them and that they face nothing alone. You love and care for us every single day, and you have the power to help us. As we leave this place today, help us to commit ourselves afresh to your service, to be fruitful branches with Christ's help, to be able to love and care for others, and to share the seeds of our faith with those we meet in our community. Almighty God, whose Son Jesus Christ was crowned not with gold but with thorns, and whose blood was shed to give life to the world, crown us with your love, that we may serve one another with humility and joy, and your kingdom come with peace on earth, through the same Jesus Christ who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, now and forevermore. Amen. We're going to finish our service by singing Mission Praise Hymn number 178, Go Forth and Tell. We go now in peace to love and serve the Lord with all our heart and with all our soul, with all our mind and with all our strength, and to love our neighbour as ourselves. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and evermore.